thank WISR, the Butler Area School District Leadership, and the Butler community and students for all they are doing throughout this event. Hello, I'm Mr. Cochran. I teach 8th grade history at the Butler Intermediate High School. There are many old lectures I thought about delivering this morning, but I did not want to put people back to sleep. So I thought instead I would share something with you from my life that from time to time I've shared with my students in the classroom. Let's start out with a couple of very important items. First, the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And the second thing I'd like to share with you guys this morning is the SOAR quote of the day. And that quote is, your attitude is like a price tag. It shows how valuable you are. Big shout out to the Butler Area School District and the community at large for all they have done to support the SOAR program. I have always had a love of history, reading about the interactions, the successes, and the failures, and how people overcame obstacles has always fascinated me. History teaches us that there is no challenge that we can't face. Most of all, I have always loved listening to people and hearing their personal histories. Everyone you meet has a history, and there is something to learn from each and every person. I loved listening to my grandfather tell his history. My grandfather immigrated to the United States from Scotland. He worked very hard as a welder, survived the Great Depression, and was a combat veteran of the U.S. Navy during World War II. To me, everything my grandfather said was history. Although he did not talk much about the war, when he did, it was usually about some anecdote that had happened that was a thinly veiled message he was trying to teach me when I did something wrong. Those stories, although they were from his history, shaped my life, and the lessons I learned continue to shape who I am today. Those stories also taught me one very important guideline. Reach out and learn from those that have been there and done that. Sadly, my grandfather passed away some years back, and with him went great memories and many untold stories and life lessons I could have learned. Talking with my grandfather taught me that we are surrounded by history. Our relatives and neighbors have experiences that can give us important perspectives and tools to use today. I never miss an opportunity to talk with people about their experiences. There is so much that we do not know and so many important lessons to learn. I live in a nice, quiet neighborhood. The couple that lives across the street from me are in their mid-90s. I'll call them the Smiths. Like my grandfather, Mr. Smith lived through the Great Depression. Now that I have mentioned the Great Depression twice, I guess I should explain a little bit about it. The Great Depression was a period in our nation's history that was marked by economic turmoil. Unemployment was out of control, and no one knew when or how this event would come to an end. It was caused by many factors, but one was the crash of the stock market in October of 1929. Banks closed, businesses went under, and many Americans lost everything they had. Well, back to Mr. Smith. I have to admit, the lesson I was about to learn took me a little bit of time to figure out. See if you can figure out the lesson faster than I did. We all have items that we throw away. Once a week, we walk them to the curb and place them out for garbage pickup. Well, shortly after my wife and I moved into our house across from Mr. Smith, we noticed that one of the wood rocking chairs on our front porch had a little bit of rot on one of the rockers. Not thinking anything about it, I took that chair to the end of the driveway, knowing that in a day it would be tossed in the truck with the rest of the garbage. Not long after I walked the chair to the end of the driveway, I noticed Mr. Smith from across the street inspecting the chair. He flipped it over, rocked it back and forth, and picked it up to judge the weight. Mr. Smith then knocked on my front door. When I answered it, he looked right at me and asked, "Are you getting rid of that chair?" I answered yes, explaining that one of the rockers was rotten. He said nothing, just walked away, grabbing the chair as he passed it on the way back to his house. I didn't think anything of it until 2 days later, when I saw Mr. Smith sitting in his side yard, rocking back and forth with my chair. He had removed the rotten section and replaced it, painted it, and it looked and worked as good as new. From time to time, Mr. Smith will knock on my door after inspecting an item I have placed out for garbage pickup and ask if I'm getting rid of it. Usually they are items I can see no use for, like the bundle of old shingles that was left over after my house was built, and it was a constant obstacle in my garage for years. I tossed the heavy bundle of shingles at the end of the driveway And no more than 10 minutes later, Mr. Smith knocked on my door. Looking right at me, he asked, "Are you getting rid of those shingles?" When I answered yes, Mr. Smith turned and took the old bundle of shingles, something of no value to me. He took those shingles directly into his backyard, nailing them to his back steps so they would not be, as he said in his words, so slippy. Although looking back, I should have been able to see what Mr. Smith was doing, the next item I threw out confused me more than any other. My wife and I decided one spring Saturday to clean out our garage. One item that we could not wait to get rid of were the dozen or so paint cans that had barely any paint left in them. They were a variety of colors that we had used to paint and then repaint the rooms of our house. I carried each paint can to the end of the driveway and opened the lids. The garbage pickup will only take paint cans if the paint is dried inside. So I removed the lids and placed them in a bag. Much to my surprise, shortly after I put the paint cans at the end of the driveway, Mr. Smith knocked on my door. He asked me, "Are you going to get rid of all that paint?" I said yes, and this time he asked if he could have the cans and their lids. I opened the bag that had the lids and helped him put each one on and then carried them over to his garage. Mr. Smith's garage did not have finished walls, just plain gray concrete blocks. I finally asked him, "What are you going to do with all those different colors of paint?" He said, "I'm tired of the plain brick walls and wanted to put up some color." He ended up mixing some colors together to create new ones, or used what was left in individual cans to paint different sections of his garage. He used my trash, quote-unquote, to change his view every day. Like I said, it took me a little while to learn this lesson, but when I did, it reminded me of something my grandfather would have tried to teach me. Mr. Smith, a survivor of the Great Depression, an event where millions of people had nothing, saw the hidden value in the items I considered trash. The chair was just fine to him, just needed adjusting. The shingles were sturdy and would last forever on his stairs. And a little bit of paint can really make things so much brighter. Mr. Smith taught me to look at things with different perspectives and never take anything for granted. More recently, my wife Melissa has taught me many important life lessons. With what we in the world are currently going through, she has taken it upon herself to plan many small acts of kindness for those in our lives. She planned a secret Easter egg hunt for the little kids in our neighborhood. We delivered donuts one morning to our family and friends, and we made paper flowers to help decorate our church for their online services. Each of these little things took no real time to plan and no real effort to carry out, but had a real impact on the lives of those involved. Although I often do not take the time to see what is right in front of my face, I should, because that is where the most important and valuable and meaningful lessons are. As I have grown older, I think back to all the knowledge my mother and father, aunts and uncles, friends and teachers have shared with me. I only wish I had the wisdom to listen and learn from it all. We are all in the midst of a historical event. We should all take the time to listen and learn. So I leave you with one piece of advice that may serve you well for the rest of your life. There are many lessons to be learned out there. You are all surrounded by opportunities to enrich yourself. Call your relatives, call your neighbors, call your friends. They all have life experiences, their histories, and we can use those to shape who we are and how we respond to different situations in our lives. We can use their histories to help shape our history. Thank you all, and stay safe.